You know, it's always nice to find a way to win. Obviously, a very hard-fought game. Thought Houston came out, played extremely well, especially with their front seven, you know, slowing down our running game as much as they did. You always feel fortunate to find a way to win when you don't run the ball very well. It's really a compliment to them. They've been playing very good run defense all the way through the first three preseason games, and they played very well today. I thought it was nice to get at least our starters through the majority of the preseason fairly healthy. I think the only person we had a little banged up was Todd DeVoe, so that's always a good sign. We'll get a chance in the last preseason game to evaluate some of our second, third, and fourth teamers and hopefully come up with the top 53 guys to make our squad as well as the eight practice squad guys. Who'd like to open it up?
Gary's knowledge of your offense, did that factor into your kind of struggle a little bit on the you do a lot of defensive tackles?
Now you got to, it starts with the front seven. Starts with the front seven, and they did a great job, but they've been doing it all year. You watch the first two games, they haven't given up a lot of yard rushing, and they've been running the football. And that's a good sign for Gary and the Houston Texans, because it starts with run defense and rushing offense, and they've been doing very good on both sides of it.
How important is it for Ben Pelt to have a strong showing on Thursday?
Well, not only Bradley, but a lot of our players. You know, that's part of the evaluation process that we go through. The third game, obviously, is usually occupied by the first two units. Very seldom does the third guy get in unless somebody's injured. Just the nature of the first unit going so long. So we'll get a chance to go totally with our second, third, and fourth units. There's a number of guys that are on the bubble, so to say. We're not really sure at this time. A lot not only depends on the positions they play and how they play it, but also on special teams as well. That was by design. I've been with Darius for a couple of years. I know what Darius can do. I want to get a chance to evaluate some of those younger guys. You know, we always got a decision. Are you keeping five or six wide receivers? So that's part of the evaluation process.
Darius hasn't slid that far?
No. I know Darius, but I don't know those other guys as well. I've watched Darius play in a lot of preseason games. He had four catches in the first game. So it's you get a chance to see what other players can do in game situations. You've been watching these guys in practice for a while, so you got to evaluate everybody.
Mike, you finally had a chance to see Javon Walker. What did you think?
I'm very impressed. You know, he made a couple big-time catches in the crowd, and, you know, there wasn't, you know, we went into the game with more of a drop-back mindset. You know, we didn't run, I don't think, any play actions with our first unit. We want to put a little pressure on the quarterback and the wide receivers in a drop-back passing game, and I was impressed with Javon and some of the plays he made.
Mike, what did you think of Jake?
Good. I thought he did a good job. Like I said, you know, there's always two or three situations that you'd like to have back, but I was pleased with his effort. And you know, it's always tough, like I said, when you're not moving the football. It's kind of tough to just control the tempo of the game. What would I like to see from him? Well, I think Cedric's been doing an excellent job. Excellent job. You just kind of keep on evaluating him, not only in game situations, but in practice. And you got to keep in mind that they're going against the second unit with the second, third, and fourth team, and that's part of the evaluation process. But when Cedric has played, he's played very well.
How would you evaluate your right back situation?
I'll do that after we go to the final cut. I don't think I need to do that for the opposing team and the people that will pick somebody up after the deadline.
Will Mike Bell play on Thursday, or is he considered one of those starters?
I'll let you know a little bit later after I look at the film. You know, sometimes you go with some of these young guys to get more experience, get them a little bit more confidence, just like we did with Clinton Portis a couple years ago against Arizona. So we'll sit back and make a decision which way we'll go. I just wanted to start out the second half with the 2-minute, and we were pretty impressive going three plays and out, so not exactly the way I had it script, but hey, you live with it. Well, my mindset was going with the unit for three plays, or not three plays, but a series, and that's what we did.
How do you think your starters play in the preseason, now that they're pretty much done for the preseason? How do you think they
play? Oh, I think there's always good and bad. You take a look at the positives, you take a look at the negatives. A couple games we ran the ball pretty good. Obviously, this one we didn't. I thought there were some pluses and minuses, just like there always is in preseason. But here it comes, ready or not.
Mike, given that you are impressed with Houston's defensive execution, were you concerned at all about their first team offense?
Well, like I said, you know, they've been pretty good with the run defense. They've been very good, you know, stopping the run in the first couple games. And I thought they'd be pretty tough, and, you know, they stepped up and played better than we did in that running game. But am I concerned? I'm always concerned. I'm concerned about everything. You know, this is a very competitive league, and we're going to be going against a lot of good defenses, and it's probably good for us not to dominate, you know, line of scrimmage like we really did in the first couple games. You know, brings you back to a sense of urgency and a lot of guys working together. Yeah, I tell you, you know, anytime you give up 3 points in your first unit, you're feeling pretty good. It wasn't a perfect game by no means, but we get a chance to evaluate, kind of go from there.
You talked a lot about it, but was it still odd to see Gary across from you with a headset on?
Yeah, it was, especially since he didn't talk to me before the game. He kind of, he did what I usually do. I just come out right beforehand and kind of sat in that corner, and I thought he was going to be a little bit friendlier than that, but stayed away from me. Nah, I'll get a chance to stop by, get a chance to talk to him a little bit. But it's really good to see not only him, but a number of our coaches and people on our staff, as well as a few players. It was a good feeling.
Pardon? Dr. Bo was hurt. What was his injury?
Little shoulder, same thing he had before.
You get a chance to talk to Kyle?
Yeah, I did. Last night he got a chance to stay at my house last night. Obviously, Gary allowed all the coaches to stay at their house, and I stayed over at the hotel, so I saw him a little bit in the morning. That was about it. He felt pretty good today. I think I'm hoping that it'll be 100% by Tuesday's practice. He told me he felt like he's 80-85% today. Didn't practice during the week, so we kept him out to kind of evaluate the three backs. But we'll get a chance to see a lot of guys you know, playing the game and in game situations, and kind of come up with the team that we feel is the best 53.
How'd you like David Terrell?
I can't really tell, to be honest with you. I can't. It's hard to tell. Got guys going in and out. I'm looking at the defense, not the offense. And a lot of times I feel a guy did good, and you look at the film, it wasn't quite as good as you did, and the opposite. So I'll have to evaluate that and kind of give you my assessment on Tuesday. Okay. Thanks.